Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Cloudy this afternoon, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. And on Thursday, cloudy with a steady temperature around 28. And in the news, state lawmakers heard testimony Tuesday on a proposed constitutional amendment that would change the way Wisconsin judges impose cash bail on people charged with committing violent crimes. The proposal would allow judges to consider a person's criminal history, among other factors, when determining whether and how much bail to impose. Its supporters argue it would prevent people charged with crimes from returning to their communities and reoffending. Opponents argue it penalizes only those unable to afford to pay their way out of jail. If approved by lawmakers this session, the proposal would head to voters. That, according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio Online News, the average citizen believes that a judge is looking at your past criminal convictions, that they are taking into account the safety of the community, and that they're looking at the seriousness of your crime, said Representative Cindy Duchow, a Republican from Delafield, during a public hearing on Tuesday. That's what the average citizen thinks is going on. Well, that's not what's going on, she said. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that under the Wisconsin Constitution, people accused of crimes may be released prior to conviction, under conditions designed to assure they reappear in court, protect the community from serious bodily harm, and to prevent the intimidation of witnesses. Quote, a reasonable basis to believe that it is necessary based on the totality of the circumstances, the bill states. Many in the room, both testifying and on the committee themselves, however, weren't excited at the prospect of dialing back the criminal justice clock to before the 1980s. Some feared that the amendment would jam already overcrowded jails, especially in the state's most populated city of Milwaukee. Others expressed concerns that the burden brought on by the amendment would fall squarely on low-income Black and Brown communities, which are historically over-incarcerated. A 2021 report by the Sentencing Project found that one out of every 36 Black residents in Wisconsin was residing within a state prison. It was the highest incarceration rate of African Americans in a country that incarcerates more of its population than any other, the Examiner continued. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes in. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.